And you know what? The way I'm going to do this now, because I can't, I cannot even share. I can't even do my music no more. I can't do my music. I can't do nothing, man. I can't do nothing. Yo, what's up, man? I see y'all. I see we got two people so far. I just have to jump in on this now because I've been getting all the blockage from YouTube and this, that, whatever. So we about 15 in. Honey, would you turn that down in the room, please? What's up, guys? I'm coming live from my dining room table. I'm going to show y'all how to build some shit brick by brick. So if anybody watching me do this podcast, nigga, watch me dig this shit out of the soil. Shout out to Tony Tarantino, Chicago, Chi-Town all day, baby. But what's happening? What's happening? I see we got 36 here. So welcome back to the LeVar Walker Show. Welcome back to one of the greatest podcasts on the land. Welcome back, good people. Let's just let the applause play and all that shit because they don't want me to play my music. And I be, can y'all hear my music good when I play this music? Can y'all hear it good? Or do I have to turn it up all the way? Can you hear the music? This is my little song I got. I got to get an original song. But I'm playing this through this equipment I got. Can y'all hear it? Can you hear it? Say stop it. Yes, 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 yes. So I'm going to turn that off. Welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker podcast show. What's up, good people? How's everybody doing? I told you guys I got my physical yesterday. I got me a clean bill of health, which is great, though, that we get. We so happy to get that clean bill of health. They sent me my results back with all my tests, and they're great. I am healthy. I'm healthy, man, so I have no issues. Mama, if you're watching this, I'm okay, so don't text my wife thinking I'm sick, okay? I'm fine. Everything is great. Maurice Faison, you say a little bit. You can hear it. I don't know what to do with that, so I'm just going to keep that out of the show. I don't even understand why that doesn't increase. Let's try it again. Let's see if it'll work. Wait a minute. Can y'all hear that now? Can y'all hear it now? Come on, we all working together on this podcast, so. Can y'all hear that now? This is my little theme music I got until I get some real theme music. Can y'all hear that? I'm trying to turn it up. Yeah. All right. It's choppy, right? We're going to have to get rid of that. We're going to have to get rid of that. I'm definitely going to get rid of that element. But what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker Show. The greatest podcast on the earth. And we're building this one brick at a time with all of you in here. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in here. And I don't know why this thing doesn't do that. So we're going to start the show. Like I said, I got a clean bill of health, which was great. They sent me my results back. They took my blood work. Everything is fine. That is a blessing. And praise to the Lord. Praise to the one above. And to whatever God any of you pray to him too, just to exalt me and give me another opportunity. So I have a lot of gratitude. Cholesterol was a little bit up, but you know, I can get that down with a little bit of exercise. That's kind of a genetic thing, runs in my family, but it's okay. But we're going to start this off, man, because I saw some news today. In regards in Congress, they were talking about aliens where they had actually found bodies. So I don't know, this guy Gorsuch had testified in Congress that he actually saw aliens. They ended up finding pilots in a spaceship. So let's just take a listen to this real quick. This was very, very interesting to me.
Something I can't discuss in public setting. Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha. Okay. So, and you may or may not be able to answer my last question, and maybe we get into a skiff at the next hearing that we have, but who in the government either, what agency, sub-agency, what contractors, who should be called into the next hearing about UAPs, either in a public setting or even in a private setting? And you probably can't name names, but what agencies or organizations, contractors, et cetera, do we need to call in to get these questions answered, whether it's about funding, what programs are happening, and what's out there?
I can give you a specific cooperative and hostile witness list of specific individuals that were in those.
And how soon can we get that list?
I'm happy to provide that to you after the hearing.
Super. Thank you. And I yield back.
Very, very interesting. So that was Gorsch and I guess Ms. Mace. They were in front of Congress testifying in front of Congress that they have actually found they have aliens. They have aliens. They have ships. You know, we've been seeing things a lot online. This is interesting to me. I don't deny that there are other people in our universe. The universe is so vast and big. And I'm about to get into some real deep nerd shit. So I don't know, you know, hopefully y'all will understand what I'm saying. So our galaxy is called the Milky Way galaxy. We were taught in school that in the Milky Way galaxy, you know, we got the sun, the moon, Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Uranus, you know, all those planets. Maybe, I don't know how many planets they told us. I don't know if it was 12. I can't remember. And we all in this thing circling around, but actually in the Milky Way galaxy, there are literally 1 billion planets. Now, with them going to Congress and testifying about this shit, I'm skeptical. I'm going to tell you why I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical because Elon Musk, who's been flying rockets to Mars, and he got all this shit that he's doing. He hasn't seen any alien activity. So I don't know if this shit is a lie or the truth. I just don't know. And a lot in me doesn't typically believe the government. Like, I don't really know what's going on. But Elon Musk, why hasn't Elon Musk seen anything? He got all that shit on Mars. He got shit everywhere in space. He sent a car. He hasn't admitted to seeing anything. Now, could it be that Elon Musk is not admitted to this because maybe he's an alien? Maybe Elon and Mark Zuckerberg are aliens that are controlling all of us, because they pretty much, I ain't gonna say Elon, more so Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, what wouldn't he know about a person? Okay, you got 2 billion active users on Facebook every fucking day. And this guy has all of your information and can access you. He knows your family members. He knows what's going on. He's in everybody's phone on the planet. So even if you're not on Facebook, and you know, you get a lot of those people, I don't do social media. Well, you do social media by default. I mean, if the majority is on social media and you're not, you're still on social media by default. Somebody's going to take a picture of you. They're going to post it on their page. You're in social media by default. They even have pages for people who are not on social media. So the people who are not on social media, you're still on social media because your picture's on social media. And like I say, it's basically, you know, by default. But for Elon not to see any of this shit is kind of weird. I do believe there are aliens in the universe, but we have to understand this. We're in the Milky Way galaxy. I need to explain this to y'all because I'd be on some nerd shit. I do. I'm a nerd. I'm really not. I'm listen. So in the Milky Way galaxy, the next closest big star is this star named Andromeda. Okay. Andromeda, I believe, now I could be totally wrong, but I believe is about 5 light years away, or maybe 1 light year. Now, where are we getting mixed up when people talk about light years? Light years is not a measurement of time. One light year is a measurement of distance. So when you talk about a light year, think of distance, but our human brains are so small that we can't even begin to wrap our minds around the distance in a light year. So 1 light year, I believe, is about 5.9 trillion miles. So just say 6 trillion miles. And I mean, the year, when you put the light and the year in there, you're not traveling necessarily a year, but the light travels, and it would take about 37,000 human years to travel 1 light year to show you the relative distance of the universe. This is how spaced out we are in the universe, and that's just 1 light year. So when you talk about 5 or 6 light years, you multiply that shit. So 37,000 years it would take us to travel to another galaxy. So a lot of times when you see a star in the sky, you know how we look up and we see the stars. Those stars are actually burnt out already. And the light is just not getting to us. So when we look at stars, I know this shit sounds crazy and stupid, but you're actually looking in the past, like on some time machine shit. And this is real shit. As far as aliens concerned, I 100% believe there are other organisms that live throughout the universe. However, I think we might be spread too far out to get to them, or even for them to get to us. And that's just my feeling. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate. With these aliens and with all this Area 51 shit and everything that they have, what the fuck is that ticking? Why is it? Let me turn this shit off. Why is that doing that? I don't know. Let me take this off of my. Okay, hold on, guys. We having technical difficulty. There we go. So with that relative distance of the sun and not necessarily the sun, but with these planets and being light years away, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say these aliens are here. Number one, I believe these aliens are racist because they never come to black communities. Never. You never seen an alien come to a black community. They typically land in Vegas or in a trailer park. And, you know, shout out to all my white people. Y'all give like a description, but y'all don't give a description how we would give the description of the aliens. And maybe that's why the fuck they don't even come in our neighborhoods, because they know we'll be too fucking descriptive. They know, like, it'll be a story. Like, if an alien landed, like, in the hood, like, are you serious, nigga? Like, man, I saw that motherfucker, man, and they had the lights and shit, man. Man, she had, like, 200 lights, nigga. This motherfucker's eyes bigger than the motherfucker, man. He running around and shit, man. So we talking to the motherfucker. I'm talking to him, man. My nigga Tron, getting the motherfucking spaceship, blew that bitch off, man, on God. And then people would just join and join and join. And maybe the aliens know this, and that is why they show up in Vegas and backyards and deserts and shit. How do they know to even land in these areas? What is it that we don't know? And if Elon Musk is saying he doesn't see the aliens, is there a chance or a possibility that Elon is an alien himself? Have you thought about that? Could there be the possibility that Elon will come and, I mean, after, like, you know, you just turned Twitter into X, and the plans for X is to be the dominant global financial system. He wants to make X similar to an Asian app called WeChat in Asia, where everybody's on and just dominate the land. And once Elon has Tesla, and now he has this X, and he got the robots and shit, he just rips off his mask and it's like, and he just start talking his alien shit. And then Mark Zuckerberg would come in and rip his fucking mask off too. And we just have two aliens that are ruling us. And we never even know. We never knew. You know what scared me the other day? I was driving, I drive a Tesla. I'm in my Tesla. On the navigation screen, that shit just started changing. My Spotify just started changing. I don't know what that shit was about, but it scared me for a minute because I'm driving that shit. I'm like, God damn. I really think these motherfuckers could just take control of my whip if they wanted to. I think they could just take control of this motherfucker and just drive me off a cliff if they needed to. That all my Tesla owners, keep something in there that can bust that window so you can get the hell out of there just in case some shit happens. And right now, guys, I have to use the restroom. So hold on one second. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. You know, the older we get, these bladders be acting up, so we got to piss. I didn't have to shit in Nehemiah Israel. Why I'm gonna go shit in the middle of the podcast? Yes, this is some true nigga shit. Arthur, I see you, my boy. Yes, it is. But what I was saying is, you know, I'm in my Tesla. It was a little scary because I had my navigation shit on. That shit just kept changing. And there's been times with my Spotify, bro, like, they just play whatever song they feel like playing, and I got to switch it back, dog. Like, I'm like, what the hell? So now, I mean, I travel with shit on me. But keep something on you in the Tesla in case you got to bust the window, just jump out. Because I don't know. I love the car. They're definite amazing vehicles, amazing machines, and I love them. So I'm going to leave it on at that. I don't know. Who knows? Are we in a world dominated by aliens? Are there aliens in New York? I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I live in Atlanta. I live off Camp Creek. There are a lot of niggas back here. I met a nigga from Mars. I really believe it. This nigga was a Martian. And because he talked to me, he like, yeah, nigga, I'm from Mars, nigga, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really believe he was from there. But yeah, that's what it is. And to all of the conspiracy theorists, if there are aliens and they are further advanced than us and they come to dominate the earth, the only thing we can do is die. What the fuck? Like, I'm just going to die with everybody else. So if they are here, I don't even care. I mean, what the shit? You only got one life. If they're going to suck us up or eat us up, fuck it. You know, you going to die of something. That's one thing for sure. And death is just what it is. So moving right along, I want to go to some another interesting thing, man. Mitch McConnell. This happened in politics, but Mitch McConnell. Let me pull this up, y'all. Let me see if I can get this. God damn it! Oh my goodness! All right, exit. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, there it is. Is that it? Yeah. So Mitch McConnell, I guess he the speaker or something. Not the speaker of the house, but he do some shit in the Capitol. But Mitch McConnell today, let's check this out. This nigga having a stroke. Look at that. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at that. He just froze. Look at these old motherfuckers. These are the people that run us. These are the elites that run us. They're like all like 1,000 years old. He don't even know where the fuck he at right now. Look at that. Look at that. That is some nursing home. Listen, as working as a pharmacist, I see shit. I used to see shit like this all the time. I don't believe, like, they're going to have to put some age limits on our government, man. You can't have 100-year-olds running the country, bro. We got to get some new blood in there, man. This motherfucker was around during slavery. They, like, let's play this again and take a look. This was very, look at this shit. I mean, his brain just shut down. It said, fuck, his shit trying to reboot. This is what happened, like, when an app gets stuck or some shit and you just keep hitting it. Has your iPhone ever froze? What they need to do is grab both of his ears. And that would give him a hard reset. If they grab Mitch McConnell's ears, that would hard reset him and he'd be okay. That man need to be somewhere with his great-great-grandchildren. Shit, look at all these. And that's an old motherfucker helping him right there. Look at that. Look at that. Now, I'm not trying to be an ageist here or make fun, but that was some sad. That is who is making the decisions. That's who's making the fucking decisions for us as a country. And then after him, you go to Biden, who is 1,000 years old. This is crazy. This is insanity. Look at all them old motherfuckers. We need some youth, but I understand. Young people don't want to do that shit. You'd rather be making YouTubes and TikToks and twerking on the gram. Who wants to do this shit? Let's look at this again. Look at this shit. Have you ever seen a deer in headlights? Mitch looking like a plucked chicken. Look at this shit. Look at that. No chin. Chin gone. Look at that. Look at that. Come on, Mitch. He gone. This day had a mini stroke. His trigeminal nerves froze. He don't even know where the fuck he at right now. He like, who are you? Look at that. Bro, I grew up around my grandparents were super old. My grandmama was like 70 or some shit when I was like a child. When I was 8, my grandmama was 70. So as they got older, this is how they behave, bro. Good people, but man, that's a lot of pressure, man. To be under that type of pressure, and you making these major decisions for the world, for the free world. It's just not. And then after him, he has to go answer to Biden, who's not I mean, they like the same age. Biden might even be older. This is very sad. I just don't know, guys. I just don't know. They're going to have to put some limits in Congress, I would say. It's either that or we're going to have an algorithm running the country. Can we do that? Can we just have a fucking algorithm that just runs us? The algorithm to make us happy? When you think about the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok algorithm, do y'all understand the basis of that algorithm is to give you more of what you want? Is to give you happiness. That's what the algorithm does. It gives you happiness as it extracts everything you like, all your wants and desires, and it learns your behaviors. And so it knows you. And it learns those behaviors so that it can sell you more shit and extract more money from you. This is the matrix, what I'm talking about. We are in the fucking matrix. We're all just little batteries. We're supplying this shit, man. And then you got AI to come and just even do more of this of kicking us in the ass. Very, very sad. And then you say what is the algorithm is so smart that it leaves? The algorithm don't leave us alone. The algorithm is what it is. Could it be a possibility? I mean, if artificial intelligence is going to come into our lives, if it's going to help us do this and that, I guess they're going to have to build an artificial intelligent president. I mean, like some app or some shit for him to do his day to day. And then we'll just have a guy to press the button or some shit if some shit happens. Because the only thing the artificial intelligence doesn't have that we have is like soul, right? So a hunch, a good fucking feeling. You know, the artificial intelligence has no empathy, right? So that's what it is. That's where we're at right now. Could it be that when we get to a point, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to even say what I wanted to say. But could we get to a point? Is the AI racist? Is the shit racist? Will it? I mean, it doesn't know anybody, but is it racist? Is it biased? Will it keep continue to better itself, to make itself more objective? Will it do that? I don't know, guys. I don't know. But these are scary, scary times we're living in. I don't know. They raise interest rates again. Currently, a 30-year mortgage is about this damn near 8%. So, I mean, they've cooled off the fucking real estate market. I'm guessing, you know, like right now, cash is king because to get a little ass house, the way the interest rates are set up, you're fucked. So I don't know. I think they're just trying to squeeze us, man. There was a thing with the New World Order that says we will own nothing and be happy. You will own nothing and be happy. If we own nothing, then we are definitely just batteries and they're just sucking us fucking dry. You're born to be sucked the fuck dry. And you won't even have shit to pass down to your children. But do they even want us to have children? Based on the agendas that are being pushed, right? Like, do they want us to have kids? It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it. They're not trying to set you up for families. Even in the tax code, you have a fucking marriage penalty, which is all this shit is just not making sense to me. And I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I like to really, you know what I'm saying, be analytical in a lot of the shit I say and be deep, even though I'm stupid. Because I'm not, don't look at me as a leader of smart. I'm just a fucking idiot comedian that went and got a PharmD. But this is just really weird to me. Oh, boy. I don't know, guys. I don't know. What do you guys think? He said, be careful. Genie say, be careful. They watching me. Ain't nobody watching my ass. It ain't nothing but 46 people looking at me right now. They can give a. They watching Joe Rogan. They ain't watching my ass. I don't have nearly enough people to watch me. Biden is so old. He knew Burger King when he was a prince. That's hilarious. peanut butter. What about the peanut butter sandwiches? Funny, funny, DC. Very funny. You heard what DeSantis' whole ass said. No. Namaya, what did DeSantis say about black people? I don't know what he said. Let's look up what DeSantis said about black people. What did he say? Let's take a look. Can we Google that? Is that Googleable? Let me take a look here. Let me see. Damn. Quit. Quick time player. All right. This must be on this side. I'm going to have to hold on, guys. The window. Let me see. What did DeSantis say about the blacks? Can I call us the blacks?
What did he say about blacks? I really want to know what would he say to, what would he say to offend black people? I love black people. I loved him. My granddaddy owned him. He owned blacks. I don't understand what he would say that would be so wrong. We love the blacks.
Let's see. I'm about to pull this up now. DeSantis on black people. Let me go back. Let me pull this up for y'all. Damn. Why is this not? Oh, there we go. So what did he say? He said, is intensifying his efforts to de-emphasize racism in his state's public school curriculum by arguing that some black people benefited from being enslaved. Yeah, I heard that shit. That was some bullshit. And defending his state's new African-American history center, civil rights leaders. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, DeSantis is a fucking idiot. He's an idiot. He's losing in the polls. He
doesn't even stand a chance. I don't even know why he's running. I mean, the guy's clearly a racist. He's a racist. He doesn't stand. He doesn't care about blacks like I do. He doesn't care.
I don't even know where he came from with that shit, but ain't no way we benefited from slavery. Are you fucking kidding me? The only way he could even back that up, and I said this on yesterday's podcast, was that he allows his family to be enslaved. He could bring his family to me, and I could enslave them. I could have them do some work in my yard. They could build, you know, that I could keep them in the kennel or whatever the fuck. It would be hard to have a slave right now because the cost of the food is too high. Shit, I got to feed them. It'll be too rough. But if DeSantis believes that, he would need to basically just allow his family to be enslaved. And we'd have to see. We'd have to see how he feels when I'm out there whipping their ass and doing what I do, you know? So that is that. Also, too, I don't know if y'all knew this, but this is something a little bit lighter. So Drake, 36G bra. Some woman threw a 36G bra on stage to Drake. She tossed a 36G bra. And now she got a Playboy deal. I'm not going to play this because I don't want to get a strike. That's not about to come on. No. So I'm not going to play it. A busty beauty who threw a 36G bra at Drake during his New York City concert tour has been announced as a new Playboy content creator. Veronica Correa, 21, became an overnight sensation following her show-stopping maneuver. What? How the fuck is that a show-stopping maneuver that she threw a bra at a concert? She just threw a big-ass bra on stage, and this is how y'all go? Like, give me a break, New York Post. Became an overnight sensation following her show-stopping maneuver at the Hotline Bling rapper's gig last week, prompting Playboy to pay attention. I know I can rush it and make meaningful income, Korea excitedly told the Post on Tuesday. Other bunnies are making millions of dollars a year on Playboy, so I couldn't be more excited to tap into that potential. I would be posting exclusive content for my fans, and it makes me feel confident. So Drake pretty much just made a new OnlyFans model, and this is her. Yeah, that's how. Yeah, she, you know, she's thick. I see it. Look like his baby mama. So she done blew up throwing a bra on stage, and all I could say to Drake, hey, bro, you ain't going to even get through the show. All them big titty women about to come to your show and throw them big ass bras. There's going to be bras coming from everywhere. And trust me, there will be a man to go get some titties just so he can throw a bra at you and you grab it and bring him on stage. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That is her. And I invited her on stage. And I guess now she has a career. I'm pretty sure she'll go to the school and talk to children and tell them to work hard and study. This is why I'm great. I hate when these people do this shit. Y'all be sending these housewives, these stupid ass bitches to talk to kids and go on tour. For what? For what? Because they married an athlete or a rapper? Really? Because she threw a bra on stage, got a Playboy deal? This is where we are as a country right now. And I'm tired of it. Like, this is the shit we're valuing. And it's just not good. Well, as we wind it down, I'm going to go through a couple of comments on that. She's nothing special. Okay. That was from Mr. Urban World. Right? Gold Tifus. What a great, great name you got there. First off, many of the Africans had those kids when they came to this country. Okay, Essence Queen, thank you. I know you're burning some good incense in the house. No, he didn't stop trolling. I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't bring her up, but you talking about Drake? Arthur Bennett laughed. Okay. Look back on all the racist comment Biden made during his campaign. Yes, David Allen, I saw that shit. He did make some racist statement. They all have. I don't think none of them motherfuckers like us. Did you see? Yeah, we talked about that, Jennifer, Mitch McConnell. Okay. So, guys, I'm going to now turn this over. If any of you would like to call in, if y'all want to call in right now and talk about any of the things we discussed, or maybe you guys would like to share some of your personal problems, and I could solve those problems, right? Like, I could literally solve. So if you call in, you got a problem, or if you just want to discuss and give your views on the show. Somebody said he gonna throw a jack strap on stage to see if somebody hilarious Scooby Love. If any of you guys like to call in right now, you can call in right now. Taking those calls is 678-310-7139. Y'all can call into the LeVar Walker show if you would like. It is call-in time, and I'm about to wrap this bitch up. So it's call-in time. You want to call in and state your piece. A lot of y'all were calling in earlier today. Please, please, please don't call me until... Oh, man, shout out to Justin Hammond, who just cashed out me $10. Thank you, brother. I need that for drugs. I can't wait to go buy me a piece of crack with the $10. No, I'm just teasing. But no, shout out to you, bro, for sending me that. But does anybody want to call in right now? I'm taking the calls. I am taking those calls. So I'm going to wait a couple seconds, couple minutes before I wrap this all the way up. See if that phone will ring. Ring, ring, ring. Come on in. Come on in. We talked about a lot. And if you don't want to call, comment, what else is on y'all mind? What else is going on? Because I have to talk about all this shit so fast. We do this Monday through Friday, and I got to talk about it so fast. So nobody's going to call in today. I know it's coming. Maybe we at the ET. What does that mean, bro? What do you mean you at the ET? I don't understand what you're saying. There we go. We got our caller. Here we go. Let me see. Hello, welcome to the LeVar Walker Show. How may I help you? Jennifer, yo, shout out to Jennifer for calling in. Is this Jennifer Williams? Is this Jennifer Williams who was in the comment? Hey, Jennifer Williams, I see you right here. I'm looking at your comments right now. Beautiful sister, man. Shout out to her. You one of our first female callers into the LeVar Walker Show. What's going on, Jennifer? Tell us what's on your mind. What's going on? Oh, boy, ain't it ridiculous, Jennifer? Come on. You in L.A., La La Land. It is fucking ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I had to do a show. I had to headline the Arlington Improv. I was in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, right outside of Dallas, Texas. And listen, I would leave my hotel room and those automatic doors would open and I would walk into a fucking oven. Literally, it was like 130 degrees, it felt like. And what I hate is it could be 97 degrees, but the heat index is 115. It's 97, but it feels like 115. Well, just say it's 115, because that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So what are you doing to cool off? You just sitting in the house? You just taking it easy? What you got your air on right now? You got that shit on 50? You got it on 50? Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to take some donations because our sister's bill is going to be $1,700 this month. So if anybody wants to cash app, for Jennifer, because she's going to have a $1,700 electric bill. Please feel free. I can't believe it's that hot. It's too hot to gangbang in L.A. right now, nigga. I'd be mad as shit. Some nigga, if I got a different color on and a nigga run, listen, I don't know it either, but if a nigga come up on me, I got a different, nigga, it's too hot for this shit. Leave me alone. Leave my ass alone, man. I know it's too fucking hot. Throw me some water or something. If you gonna do a drive-by, listen, spray me with cold, cool water. Okay, let's have a water fight. If you are a Crip of Blood in LA, go do a water fight drive-by. Get a super soaker and spray the shit out of each other because that's it. Because it is just fucking ridiculous. It's uncomfortable. I was in my house and I got the AC on and we got upstairs and downstairs. And I was like, shit, it's feeling warm in this moment. So I look, I got the thermostat on 69 and it was like 74. So I'm like, God damn, did the AC go out? I called my AC man. Ah, bro, that's what it is, man. You ain't gonna get nothing but about 20 to 30 degrees lower than the outside. I really think, Jennifer, that we're going to need, matter of fact, I'm going to design this. I'm going to give me a design team. We're going to make air conditioned suits, okay? Like an astronaut suit with pure air in there to keep us cool, okay? Now, oh my God, are you going through your hot flash? Are you going through your flashes, Jennifer? Is that what you're trying to tell her? Oh, my God. What are you are you taking your estrogen or Premarin? Are you on Remifen? Remifen is, well, that could help. But So Remifen is black cohosh that is used for, I'm just breaking out some of my pharmacist knowledge right quick, but you can use that to kind of cool you down a little bit. That's, oh my goodness. Now, let me ask you something, Jennifer. How long have you been listening to the show? Well, it ain't even been on that long. But really? You've been following me for a while? That is so cool. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. And when I come, you know, every time I come out there, man, I get love, man. I do Chocolate Sunday at the Laugh Factory. Shout out to Chocolate Sunday. I do the Chocolate Sunday at the Laugh Factory. They D-Ray might hit me up and come do the Monday night at the Improv. You know what I'm saying? I come out there and vibe, man. So definitely, I'm going to make my way back out to Hollywood, to La La La. Are you from there? You born and raised there, Jennifer? Wow. You in the LBC, homie. That's what's up. Snoop D-O-double-jizzle. Snoop be reposting some of my shit, too. Jizzle. Snoop double-jizzle. I wonder when Snoop nut, dude. I'm canizzling. Oh shit. Well, that's cool. Well, Jennifer, I'm gonna get out of here. I want to thank you for calling in again and thank you for the support and the love. And when I'm in LA, I will be posting and you pull up on me, all right? That's what's up. Y'all give Jennifer another round of applause for calling out. All right, Jennifer, you take care now. All right, Jennifer, take it easy. All right, bye-bye. Yep. Yes, thank you. Shout out to Jennifer for calling in. I'm taking one more call, then I'm going to wrap this up. We're at about 47 minutes in. You guys can call in. A lot of y'all tuned out. It's only 24 people left. But damn, that's wow. That's how y'all do. Did y'all get mad because I was talking to Jennifer or something? Is this what we're doing now? We don't do that. We show love. We show love to one another at the LeVar Walker show. This show is for love. You couldn't hear Jeannie? Jeannie, put an ear. Is that an ear you put up? Y'all, can y'all hear? Hello? Can y'all still hear me? Oh, Bible study start. Somebody said, Gold Tevis, you ain't going no damn Bible study with no name Gold Tevis. So look, I'm going to take one more call and we getting out of here. Y'all couldn't hear the caller? Why y'all in? Let's try this again. All right, we're going to try it again. We got another caller coming in. Hello. Hey, brother, what's happening? Welcome to the LeVar Walker Show. Hold on one second. Let me make sure they can hear you. Can you guys hear the caller? I don't know if y'all can hear. Hello? You couldn't hear me at all? Damn. This is weird, bro. Nobody can hear. That's why they tuning out. Well, man. Hold on. Let me see. Let's try it. I don't know. There we go. All right. Hello? Yo, can y'all hear? Wait a minute. Oh, shit. I know what it is. I know what it is. God damn it. Hey, bruh, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. That's 1, 2, 3. There we go. I bet you they can hear you now. Can y'all hear him now? Go on, say something.
Hey, what's up, family?
Oh, they can hear you now, bro. I had the button pressed. I had the goddamn sound off, man. When I tell y'all, I'm literally, listen, to everybody that has continued to hold on and watch this show, we got 19 people watching right now. Listen, let me tell you guys, okay? When you say getting it out of the mud, y'all are watching me. Y'all be able to tell other people that I was watching him when he was fucking up, because I'm my own producer, engineer. I am the act. I am everybody on this show. Okay.
Yes,
so what? So what's going on, brother? Where you calling from? Now, where you calling from?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey, man. Brick City, man.
Brick City. Shout out to Brick City, man. Shout out to Brick City, man. One of my good homies, man, Naeem Lynn. He tours with Kevin Hart and the Plastic Cup Boys. I used to host for the Plastic Cup Boys. He is from Jersey. So what's happening, brother? Tell us, give us some word. What's going on?
Oh, I'm good. I'm Scooby Love up there.
Scooby Love. Scooby Love. Scooby Love. We got Scooby Love. He solves mysteries. He's not a dog, but he solves mysteries, y'all. It's Scooby Love. What's going on, brother? What's happening, man? Give us some game. What's happening with you, Scooby?
I'm chilling, man. It's working, man. I just wanted to shout you out, man. I'm definitely a supporter, a great fan. I've been there since the first show, and when it was messing up the first time, show, and I said that should have been a bloopers episode.
Bro, and then I really fucked up on it because I talked to that woman for about 20 fucking minutes. And I know it's just people looking at me as a fool, looking like I'm talking to my damn self. And that is why they got out of the podcast. And I had a lot of people in there, but a lot of them left. They slammed the door in my face. They got the hell on. Okay. And I don't blame them. I don't mind failing. As a comedian, I've gotten booed. I've bombed. It's okay. I just take it in stride, and I look at life. And listen, here's a message for everybody out there. You never take an L is not a loss. It's a lesson. Let me say it again. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Look to your neighbor. Turn to the right and say, L is not a loss. Amen. It's a lesson. And look, I'm doing this shit.
I gotta hit you with the slogan before I hang up, man. I gotta hit you with it is cheaper to die.
It's just cheaper to die. Yes, it is. As interest rates go up, medication is through the roof, child support is ridiculous. It is definitely cheaper to fucking die. I'm not saying this. I don't want anybody going to court for a case just committing suicide there. Don't say it's cheaper to die and kill yourself. I don't want you guys to do that. But the way society is right now, that really speaks volumes. Cheaper to die. Very much so cheaper to die, brother. Brother, what do you do? If you don't mind, you can say thank you. But what do you do for a living, man?
Well, I'm a chef, big bro.
You a chef?
Man.
Oh, shout out to the chef.
I cook at a restaurant. I call myself a chef.
Shout out to all God. You a chef, goddammit. I don't care. You had a restaurant company. He's a chef. Man, now what happened to your colleague over at the Obamas, man? I did a bit about it. I was figuring he didn't get the seasoning right. Okay, and they took him out to the river. Nigga, one of them biscuits got burnt. One of them biscuits got burnt, man, and Obama. I don't know about this biscuit. Why does that biscuit taste like that?
Obama took him out.
Somebody took him out, man. Somebody, ain't no way he drowned in 8 feet of water. That meant somebody was in the water. And they was baptizing his ass in that water. Ain't no way you drowned in 8 feet of water. Especially if you a 6'2" man. Nigga, stand up. You can do this. So I don't know, brother. I don't know. You gotta talk. You gotta get together with the chefs. Y'all might need to strike. Because we on the strike right now at SAG-AFTRA and the WGA. Y'all might want to go to Martha's Vineyard, get all of the chefs together and strike until we get to the bottom of this brother drowning in 8 feet of water on the paddleboard. This something ain't adding up, okay? Y'all gonna be out there in your chef uniform with a hat on and shit. That you protest like, hey man, something ain't right. We are chefs. Y'all could even bring that chef, and you know who could lead y'all in this protest? You get that chef from the Muppets. Remember the chef that nigga, you get that Swedish chef. he will lead the protest. He's gonna lead the protest for the chefs, and you know we have to get to the bottom of our brother passing in this pond. There was a pond. The only person that was a witness of that was either a duck or a pigeon or some bird. Some bird saw what went down, and if we could find him. Maybe he'll be interviewed by the chef. Listen, let me tell you something. Listen, see how you laughing right now? That's the worst thing you can do for a comic because it's just like I'm a shark and the laughs is blood and I keep biting. But this is great, man. I'm about to stay on here another 2 hours because this was hilarious. And I'm not even editing this shit. This whole interview will go up on Spotify. I'm not editing shit. Like, even when they couldn't hear that lady, it's just going to be out there. I don't care. So.
Yes, sir.
But thank you, brother. How long you been following me, bro? How long you been following me?
Me too. Oh, man, I've been following you for years, man. That's why I said your slogan, man. That was the first time I seen you when you did that show with Kevin Hart and them, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, man.
You saw Kevin Craig. He said it's... Oh, Lord, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. I can do this all day. Yeah. It is like a real live comedy show, man. But man, thank you for the love, bro. I'm building it out the mud. Right now, we have gotten so close to this moment that we're down to about 18 people watching. And it's okay, because I love what we did, the combo we had, brother. And let me go and get this call, man. You be blessed, man. Okay. Thank you. Shout out, man. Yes, sir. All right. Take care, bro.
Call from
Charles Barron.
What's happening? Welcome to the LeVar Walker Show. We got brother Charles in it. Charles, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Charles? Shout out to Charles, y'all.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Do you hear me? I just give you an applause for. Shout out to Charles for calling me. Where you from, sir. Charles? Charles, where you from?
Charles? What's going on, man? Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis.
Naptown. Shout out to everybody in Naptown. Home of Mike Gibbs. Where the bitch is at? What's up, Charles? What's going on? Charles?
Yeah, man. So, I've been following you for a minute. I just seen the little title or whatever, what you're talking about. And my little two cents is, I feel like the movie Men in Black might be like a documentary, honestly.
You feel like that's a documentary? Interesting. I'm just, you know, like when the government didn't talk about it, I more so believed it. But now that the government is talking about it, I'm skeptical because I just a lot of times don't believe in a lot of shit they say.
Right.
But I do believe that there has to be other life forms in this big ass universe. We just cannot be the only living organisms floating in space. It's just not even possible. I just want to see these people. I wish they, like I was talking about earlier, I just wish they would come to the Black community to meet us and we could feed them and shit and, you know, just have a bond. You know what I'm saying? We could all.
I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit is, it's wild. It's wild to think, man. It's wild. It's very wild to even begin to understand, wrap your mind around this shit, man. At least they could they show them to us? Could they at least just show them to us? Let's just make it normal. I think maybe what the government is doing, they just know at any given day that them shit's just gonna show up in a park like, yo, we here. Do you think they just
right.
getting us ready? They kind of prepping us for that. They just keep sliding shit in. So we like, yeah, all right, I figured they would come. And will the aliens be nice to us? Do you think they'll be nice? What do you think, man?
I think so, man. Yeah. They haven't started killing a whole bunch of niggas yet. So, you know.
Or
if they've been here, you know, they've been playing nice so far. So
I think if they are here, I believe they might be here. They're definitely living in New York, the walking in bodegas and shit and just collecting information. Would you agree?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that shit too. I do think there's something, it's something brewing. I just can't put my finger on it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist type of dude, because I don't care. We all got one life to live. So if some shit happened, if we gonna die, we're just gonna die. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. I don't know.
But it's funny you said that. The other part of me that, you know, I wouldn't color myself a conspiracy theorist, but the part of me that be looking at all that kind of stuff is like, this might be something that, you know, they're bringing to light now to move a whole bunch of money around all at once or something of that nature, or to change some laws, you know. So.
Do you think this shit is a huge distraction to really put the new world order in the place? Could that be it? Just a huge.
I think that's very highly likely.
To take our minds off of shit and just, you know what I'm saying? And then they just got us. They got our ass. Like, damn, they got us again. And that could be it. Or it's a possibility. You or I could be aliens right now. Think about that. I could, you know what? As a matter of fact, guys, I've been meaning to tell you this, but I'm actually an alien. No, I'm just no. <fuck. laughs> Man, that motherfucker ripped his whole face off. Man, with alien with tongue coming out of mouth, showing teeth and shit. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. But brother, I appreciate you calling in, man. So what? Where do you work, bro? If you don't mind telling us, what do you do for them?
I do tech support for tax software. I work from home.
Okay, cool. Well, shout out to that. Good for you. Good for your tech support. But that's what's up. And then you a brother too, working tech support. It's not a lot of brothers. Every time I call tech. Every time I get on text board, all I hear, and you're going to tech theater, put the dick. I can't even understand what the hell they saying, man. Where are you at when I call tech support, man? I need to talk to you every time. We need to get a direct line to you, bro. So I appreciate you calling in, brother, but I'm going to keep it on moving, man. Thank you for the support, the love. And when I come to Naptown, come check me out, dog. All right?
Yes, sir. Will do. Appreciate you too, man.
All right, brother. Take care now. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, it's time for us to wrap this show up. I didn't do any type of intros, anything. We're going to keep it raw. We're going to keep it funky. And from now on, I will know to have this green light on when I'm talking to somebody on this show. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. It's currently Tuesday. Thank you for clapping for me, son. I appreciate that my son is clapping because I'm doing this from my dining room table. And that is a wrap. So thank you guys for tuning in to the LeVar Walker podcast show. And I will see you all tomorrow.